Chapter 9, Beyond the Morning Meeting. The morning meeting allowed us to implement the first stage of building a culture, which is teaching and training people. But we still needed to impart an expectation of continuous improvement. We needed people to make improvements on a daily basis so that we could produce a higher quality product at a lower cost, while also enjoying a regular sense of accomplishment in our work environment. Lean is not just about growing people so they feel all happy and involved. It is also about results, measurable, concrete results that show a continual pattern of improvement. How do we do that? If I told my people, hey, I want you to make one improvement a day, they'd look at me cross-eyed. Most would respond, I don't know if I can think of one improvement today. It sure sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? So I changed it again to something so simple. Remember the Hawks model. The beauty of their company was that they kept their process very simple in order to ensure the maximum buy-in from their people. I said to my people, just give me a 2-second improvement a day. That's it. That's all I ask for. 1 2-second improvement a day. There's not a person on earth, let alone a mouse or a hamster, that can't figure out how to improve something by just 2 seconds. I made the bar so low that everyone could jump it. And indeed, that's what happened. I began with the simple expectation of a 2-second improvement a day. But in order for me to make sure that people understood how they could possibly find a 2-second improvement every day, we came up with the next phase of building a culture of continuous improvement, the morning improvement walk. Everyone reports to work at 7:00 in the morning. Our morning meeting goes from 8 to 8:30. Technically speaking, my people don't really work at their specific jobs from 7 to 8. Instead, we reserve that time for 3S-ing. Remember those? Our 3S's are sweep, sort, and standardize. Sweep, clean their areas, sort everything, and remove anything that's ancillary and not necessary to the specific job, and then standardize everything. By committing that first hour to 3S-ing, every person is given the opportunity to find a 2-second improvement. Sorting through the clutter that tends to build up in our work area will always yield some kind of improved efficiency. Everyone knows that they have, at the very least, 1 hour from 7 to 8 to make one small improvement in their area of influence or workspace. In order to reinforce this idea, I began walking the shop floor every morning from department to department, greeting people saying, "Hi, Austin, what's your improvement for the day?" or "What are you working on?" When people tour FastCap, they say things like, "This is the cleanest place I've ever seen. You guys are fanatical. The salt and pepper shakers even have a label and are shattered on the lunch table." Our second step towards building a lean culture was a very simple process that absolutely everybody could buy into and participate in. We kept it simple enough and made sure to build it into the workday. There's not a place in the world that can't benefit from a 2-second improvement. Recently, I taught this 2-second improvement process to the staff at a city hall close to where I live. The first week, everybody came up with improvements, and some of the improvements saved hours a day. Imagine that. I was only asking for 2 seconds, but people were delivering hours of improvements. This is the magic of making it simple. When I explained the 2-second improvement idea to a consultant that I interviewed on my radio show, The American Innovator, I asked him if he thought it sounded like something that would work in any environment. Harry Kenworthy was that consultant. He said, "Absolutely." I said, "Well, why do you believe it works so well at FastCap?" He said, "It's simple, Paul. In order to make something stick, you must first set the expectation. Then you must inspect the expectation, and then you must reinforce the expectation." I didn't understand these three concepts from a business theory perspective, and I had not laid out the process with those steps in mind, but I was performing them without even knowing it. I expect my people to make a 2-second improvement, and then I inspect that 2-second improvement by doing the morning improvement walk, and then we reinforce that expectation by celebrating those improvements in the morning meeting. We've taken a step further to celebrate the really good ideas by videotaping them to play during the morning meeting. Before we did the videotaping, we would actually take the entire company to see the different improvements. That became a logistical problem because we had so many people to walk around and it took so long. Also, the areas where we were observing were generally small manufacturing cells, and only the people in the front could see and hear the demonstrations. When we decided to start cataloging the ideas on a video camera, we enjoyed four surprising benefits. The first was that we didn't have to drag the entire company around from department to department like a herd of cattle. The second benefit was that everybody could hear and see the demonstration by watching the video at the morning meeting. The third, the unexpected benefit, was that it began to sharpen the presentation skills of the people doing the demonstration. It allowed them to develop their ability to articulate their ideas and express themselves on camera, which is just a fantastic skill for anyone to have in this day and age. The fourth benefit is that we developed a powerful video library for teaching others what lean improvements look like. The cataloging and videotaping of our improvements also provided excellent promotional material. People who toured our facility could access these ideas for themselves by simply going to our website. This feature has become an excellent teaching tool for people outside of our company, and again, our own people are deeply gratified by the fact that people from all over the world are viewing their improvements and learning from them. My personal BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goal, is to change the world. And as you can see, my people are doing just that. The morning improvement walk became the second important aspect of building a culture of continuous improvement. And it has yielded more improvements than we ever expected. That is the nature of lean thinking, though. Its benefits keep on giving. Now, I know you must be wondering, Paul, you do that every day? The answer is yes. We have been doing this every day for over 5 years. We don't miss. It's a part of our culture. It's more important than building widgets or woodworking tools or anything else that we do, because we know if we have world-class problem solvers, it doesn't matter what we're building today or 5 years from now. We will have the capacity to do an excellent job at whatever is put in front of us. The biggest problem people have with the idea of letting their people come up with a 2-second improvement is trusting they won't screw something up or make the process worse. The answer is they will. They will make mistakes and become better problem solvers in the process. In order to do lean correctly, you must trust that the system will produce the desired outcome. Even if you hit a pothole or a rabbit along the way, the number one way people learn is by making mistakes. If you rob your culture of this experience, you will rob yourself of the boundless innovations that could await you. Remember, we are looking for small improvements, so the mistakes should be small as well. Each mistake and each improvement will become a valuable part of building a culture of continuous improvement. The one thing, 2 seconds will change the world. Notice I didn't say can. I know they will because it's happening in my company and people are affected worldwide. A couple great videos to watch regarding this issue is Lean, the Morning Improvement Walk, and Lean Dust Control, a great example of a 2-second improvement.